2 hours by the United States Border Patrol to address a surge.
Some people would say, though, this feels like we're treading water.
We are maximizing the resources we have to deliver the most efficient result.
Mayorkas speaking to ABC's Maria Villarreal as they toured a newly built migrant processing facility in Brownsville, Texas. Stock surged to end the week on a better-than-expected April employment report. It shows 253,000 jobs were created, far better than the 188,000 that economists were predicting. The Dow closed up over 500 points. King Charles, Queen Camilla, and other members of Britain's royal family in an impromptu meet and greet with supporters near Buckingham Palace. The coronation ceremonies begin soon. This is ABC News. The Food and Drug Administration is considering a new birth control pill which could be sold over the counter.
While advocates say women should have more access to birth control as some states put new restrictions on abortion, there are concerns about a birth control pill provided without any doctor's visit or prescription. The FDA has been reviewing the application for OPIL. In an initial analysis, top concerns include whether consumers can screen themselves for serious health risks and whether younger adolescents might not use the drug correctly or watch for warning signs. The FDA now asking independent medical and scientific experts to weigh in. Lindsay Watts, ABC News, Washington.
All right, so we are barely into baseball season, but we die-hard college football fans are counting the days until fall. And now The Athletic is out with what, admittedly, it calls its way-too-early college football rankings. Number one? Last year's champs, the University of Georgia Bulldogs. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If you own a small to medium-sized business that kept employees on payroll through COVID, you may have a big cash refund waiting for you. The Employee Retention Credit is a tax credit of up to $26,000 per employee. And now, more businesses than ever qualify. The experts at RefundsPro.com specialize in cutting through the red tape of qualifying for this government program. Most of their refunds are over $100,000. Even businesses that have received PPP funds may be eligible. And there are absolutely no fees unless you receive a refund. So there's no reason not to apply. If your business experienced shutdowns, limited capacity, supply chain challenges, or reduced revenue due to COVID, you likely qualify. RefundsPro.com has already helped hundreds of businesses. So don't lose the refund you're owed by missing the deadline. Get started today with a free 5-minute questionnaire at RefundsPro.com. That's Refunds with an S, Pro.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions.